Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Borderland artist Kim Shiflett. Her art will be featured at the Brannigan Cultural Center throughout the month of April. Shiflett grew up in Las Cruces, lived for a few years in Tucson, Arizona, moved to Lexington, Kentucky, and finally to Cincinnati, Ohio. She started a fiber design business and pursued her art education and earned a Bachelor of Fine Art degree from the Art Academy of Cincinnati and an MFA degree in painting from the University of Cincinnati. As the owner and operator of ArtSet LLC, an art and design studio in Cincinnati, she creates art installations, outdoor murals, prints, and paintings. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, good afternoon, Emily.
Thank you. First of all, you studied art in high school?
I was a graduate of Las Cruces High School, and my favorite classes were art. As a matter of fact, my senior year, I had finished most of my credits that I needed, so I got to spend a couple extra hours a day in the art classes. That's when I started painting with oils for the first time. And they were landscapes initially, and Western landscapes. And I, of course, always had this dream of going to college and majoring in art.
What brought you to the Brannigan Cultural Center with your art?
Well, actually, I saw it was in the College Arts Association website. They have an opportunities list, and I saw it was a call for exhibitions, and because they do have a family, and I grew up in this area, my artwork the last couple years had been addressing the issues of the border fence and the migrants and the immigration, and so I thought this would be a perfect place to show it, so I sent in an application with the images, and Rebecca Slaughter at the museum contacted me and said that they would be very interested in having me. So that's how I got there.
Let's get some definition on what borderland art is. You said you have borderland art. What is it?
Well, actually, the name of the series is Borderland, and I guess it could be considered borderland art in that the subject matter is very much about the culture of this area and the local issues, but with the border and of course, the paintings are large and they really reflect the landscape that we have here. But then the political end of it is that most of them sort of, they show the fence and they show the crowding up of people who are being limited to come across. And so there are a few other artists that are doing art similar to that. But to me, borderland art is much larger than that. It's sort of any Chicano, Hispanic type art. And I don't feel that I'm qualified to do that because I am not of that cultural heritage. So to me, this is a little bit more universal in that I'm talking about loss of opportunity that people have by not being able to migrate to a land where they can better themselves and improve their family situation. And this is not just a problem here at the border in between Mexico and the United States, but also in the Middle East with the Palestinians and also in Spain with illegal immigrants that they have coming from North Africa. So it's a pretty worldwide phenomenon where you have countries that are overwhelmed or feel that they're overwhelmed by displaced and disadvantaged people who want to come in and make a better life for themselves. So they have this, they feel very threatened by this. And so like any people that get threatened, they sort of turn these people into villains. And so this work is more compassionate and just sort of pointing out the issues that, I want you to kind of look at the situation and these people and put yourself in that place and say, I would be doing the same thing that they were. I would be trying to escape poverty and violence and want to make a better life for myself. And I'm not a criminal. So it's kind of hard to say it's strictly a borderland situation. But the borderland came from the whole series name of the paintings. There's a large series of them now. And what we have at the Brannigan is 11 paintings out of the series.
So you've lived in Las Cruces in the borderland area. You grew up here. What changes have you seen in the last 10 years?
Well, that's what started me on the borderland series. most of my artwork has been about different social issues. And because while I didn't just want to make craft or pretty pictures, I still like to make pretty pictures, but I want them to have a little bit of meaning to them also. And so I was down here on vacation visiting friends and family, and I'd not been down for a couple years. And one of the things that we had always done is go across the border, go to Juarez to go shopping. And I suggested that, and everybody looked at me and shook their heads and said, "No, it's too dangerous." And I'm like, "What do you mean it's too dangerous?" And so they filled me in on what was going on with the violence and the situation. And this was, I think, 2007, 2008. And the one thing that really surprised me was that I had not heard anything about this living in Cincinnati. I was a person that got the New York Times newspaper every day, along with the local newspaper. And it's like, we've got, you know, this huge amount of violence and these horrible things happening right along the border, and nobody's saying anything about it. I mean, so that just really surprised me. And so I started investigating further into it, and that's how the work originally came about.
So have you had a chance to get back to Juarez at all?
I've not been back. No, actually, I've been coming back to the area about two or three times a year since 2009. But I've not actually been over in Juarez since then. So I've not been able to see any of the changes. And I do know that while I believe the violence is better, it's still there.
So let's go back to your artwork. Describe one of your favorite pieces that depicts the borderland.
Okay, well, let's see. I think one of the ones we'll talk about is A Ghost on the Border, and this is an image. Most of these, the largest part of the series are, these paintings are 72 inches tall and 42 inches wide, and they were painted that size to mimic the size of like a large window, like a large cathedral or mission church type window, sort of a view out into this other world that people were not, especially people in the Midwest, were not familiar with. And so I upended the idea of the traditional landscape, which is a painting that is more horizontal, and instead made these very vertical, but with most of the pictorial area is, and the narrative part is in the bottom part with very large amounts of sky. But because they're done vertical, everything looks kind of squished in the side. And that was to mimic how people feel sort of piled up on the border trying to get across. And they can feel and see the big sky, but they're kind of trapped in a smaller area. And so one of the paintings, Ghost on the Border, was influenced by a photograph that I saw in the New York Times in, I think it was 2010. And they were just talking about images on the border and different images of the border fence. The ghost in this is referring to a border patrol vehicle that is going up and down past the fence, and the fence is winding down this hill. And on the other side, you can see a traditional barrio and the cinder block houses. And with the dust, it's obscuring a lot of the border patrol. So he's kind of sneaky, but he's always there, and very much a part of the oppression,
making him look like a ghost along the border.
Yeah, And a lot of these, it's painted in the colors and that we have around here, the sand colors and the dust coming up, and even the dust up in the sky. And so they were painted in a lot of layers to sort of show that history, and wiped away to kind of sort of get more of that gritty feel.
And something else that you have along those lines?
Well, all the paintings, they're separate paintings and separate subjects on themselves. However, they are all interrelated, which is why they were called the Borderland series. And another one is showing, it's sort of a neighborhood, or I call it like trash town on the border, that was talking more about the lack of infrastructure that you see on the Juarez or the Mexico side of the border, because especially after NAFTA opening up the area to industry and trade, a lot of U.S. companies set up factories over there, but they did not have the regulation that they have in the United States. And so they took advantage of that through the pollution and trash and emissions into the air. And then because They had this huge influx of people from Mexico and Central and South America coming up to work. The city was overwhelmed and was not able to provide a lot of those services. So you have piles of trash that I painted and tires, and it was actually quite fun to paint.
What about the Rio Grande? Anything on along the Rio Grande?
I think about the only thing that I have on the Rio Grande is one that it actually pictures the Sarco towers that are being torn down. And that is one of the more conceptual pieces and actually smaller. And showing those is kind of fading off in the distance with the dust and almost looking like memorial poles or tombstones coming up. It's a more quieter, reflective piece.
What would you like for the visitor to the Brannigan Cultural Center to see your art? What would you like for them to get from your exhibit?
Well, I think, one of the things, while some of these are portraying fairly grim subjects, especially there is one that is talking about the incident that happened in Monterey with one of the massacres, but it's more abstracted. But what I tried to do along with this grim subject is portray the expansiveness and the beauty of this area, because it's a beautiful area, and I think that gets overlooked, especially when people in other areas are reading about the violence and the drug killings and immigration and the fence. And a lot of times all they see is the big ugly fence. They don't see the beautiful land that's around there.
So you've had this exhibited in Cincinnati?
Yes, I have. It was received very well, and some of the pieces have actually gone to collectors. And again, this is a series I've been working on since 2009, and so every year I think, well, I'm going to put it to bed and work on other stuff, but it seems like new things come up and changes happen, so before I know it, I'm painting another one.
You call it borderland art and not border art. Can you tell me the difference between the two?
Yeah, to me, border art is very much art about this particular place and just art along the border, which can be anywhere from Laredo to Tijuana. And that does reflect the very unique culture that we have along the border, which is, again, something I feel that the border fence is trying to destroy, because I always felt that we really were almost like a different country here. I mean, people growing up here in high school and stuff, I had friends, and we would go across the border to visit their families, and you didn't think about the border as being this separate place. It was almost just like a bridge crossing a river, and that was it. And this has just really separated it. But that culture is still there with the traditions and, you know, in the Day of the Dead and all that sort of stuff. So that to me is what traditional border art is more about. And this is more borderland art, which deals more with, I think, economic and migratory issues and people migrating toward a better life, which is more universal. And I think also something that has been happening since we evolved from cavemen. You know, that's how first people got to this country, and they were migrants. And lucky for them, there was no fences.
Now, you talk about outdoor murals as well. You've created outdoor murals. What kind of murals have you done?
This was work that I was doing for Artwork Cincinnati, which is a wonderful group, a nonprofit group that is trying to beautify inner city with murals. And also, it's a way of getting employment for young artists, and so they pair experienced artists with artists that are in high school and also in college up to 21. So, they actually get paid for helping do the murals, and the murals can be whatever that community decides.
There is a kind of an outreach for a youth education in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Do you think there's a future for borderland art with our youth outside of the Southwest?
I think there definitely is. One of the latest paintings that I did do, which is actually on the show card, was reflecting the bridge between the borderland, and at the top of the painting actually has the bridges and the skyline of Cincinnati as a way of showing that that Cincinnati is very involved with what goes on in the border. And this is a classic example of just in the last 10 years, the Hispanic population in Cincinnati and Dayton has exploded. And there's a very large community of people from Mexico and Central America and Latin America. And so this is not just an issue that concerns people down here. And I think that's important. Anytime you can get young people involved in getting beyond their very narrow circle of friends and looking at global issues and outside the borders of the United States is very important.
Do you get involved in youth art education?
Yeah, I've been very involved with youth education in the past. I was a liaison between the Weavers Guild of Cincinnati and the city of Cincinnati, where we had this outreach program where once a month they would bring an artist in to disadvantaged school, and they would sort of link up whatever subject the teacher was working with art to show, you know, art and science and, you know, art and math. And because a lot of these kids did not have any exposure to art at all. And I also run an internship program through my art studio where I get in college-age students who will intern for me, usually for a semester, and they learn a little bit more about what it's like to be a professional working artist, and I try to throw in art business and learn more about computers.
Yeah. That's important with the mm-hmm. with the artwork now. We'll look forward to seeing your art at the Brannigan Cultural Center, and this is going on through the end of the month of April at 501 North Main Street, downtown, across from the Museum of Art in Las Cruces. Do you have a website, Kim?
Yes, I do. It is www.kimshiflett@artspan.com.
So that we can see more of your art other than mm-hmm. the borderland art. And are any of your prints on display at this exhibit?
No, they're not on display at the exhibit. However, if they go online to my website, it's available there. With the website, there's like a section where you can link to that and you can purchase prints and original artwork too.
And again, thank you for coming down and sharing information about this exhibit, which will be featured at the Brannigan Cultural Center through the end of this month of April. And we enjoy looking at your work, and you can see that also. We'll have that linked online here that people can see some of the art that you've done. Thank you very much for joining us on Puentes. We appreciate it. Kim Shiflett, borderland artist, originally from Las Cruces and now living in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Thank you, Emily, for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.